Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of God's Talk Radio. Well, enough said. It's over. Penguins win the cup. Second time in 2 years. Two in a row. Who'd have thunked it? Be honest with you, I never thought it would happen. Best team in hockey. 2 years in a row. Wow. What can you say about this team besides guts, character, leadership, and 1-2? Unbelievable. With all the injuries, Letang, Hornquist, Sid, Malkin, all these guys missed time. Letang's missed the last 3 months, best defenseman in hockey. Everybody said they'll never win without Letang. They did. This team shows more character and more guts than any team since the Steelers of the 70s. I have no idea how. With all the games they've played, remain standing after all the punishment they've taken. I think they've played like 200 games, over 200 games in the last 2 years. Grueling, grueling games. A testament to the coach, Sullivan, the captain, Sid. You might as well put winner for his first name. No other name applies. The guy is a winner, a born winner. Well, we got a phone call. Let me go to the phones here. Tell me what you think. You're on God's Talk. God's Talk.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. This is Lou from Jersey.
How you doing?
All right.
What do you got?
To put it once and for all, Warriors, I got to take it tonight. Cleveland got one win. They need it, but I think their luck is going to run out tonight. I don't expect it to be a blowout, but I do think that Warriors are gonna take this. And I think it was a stupid call by the scorers table that Green got ejected. That was the stupidest move you could make.
Well, there's no doubt that Warriors, they're going to take it. No, there's no question. They got the best team. I don't think there's any doubt about it. But I think it's over tonight.
It has to be because, you know, what happened last year, you know, was a fluke. After what happened when Green got suspended, that really, you know, took their momentum away, but I don't see it happening this year, especially when you got Durant. And Durant was the missing piece of the puzzle.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you 100%. Do you follow hockey?
Oh, of course.
What do you think of that Penguin win?
You know, I actually called it right, because I said the Penguins in six, and that's exactly what I got. Although I was thinking that game was going to go overtime, I'm sure most people who watch the game thought so too, but a minute 35 seconds left in the game, and my big mouth ruined it. No, but it was a great, it was a tough series, just like I thought it was. That's the game I thought was going to go the whole series, you know, nip and tuck all the way, low scoring. It didn't turn out the way in most of the games, but game six is what I thought was going to turn to be all along.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, I give the Penguins a lot of credit. They got a lot of guts, a lot of character, and a lot of leadership on that team. You go back-to-back and play as many games as they did, I'll tell you, it takes a lot of guts.
And
a lot of grit. A lot of grit.
Grit, that's football.
That's hockey, too.
Grit. I guess it fits in all sports.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call there, Luke. You got anything else?
Well, Okay, I know this is going to sound like a ridiculous question, but in baseball right now, who do you think is the better team in the American League?
Between the whole league, I think the best team in the league? I think the cream's going to rise to the top. I think Boston. What do you think?
Well, that wasn't my choice. I was going to say either between the Yankees or the Astros, but okay.
I'll tell you what, the Astros got something going on there. They really do.
Yeah, despite
their
rankings.
They've come a long way. And the Yankees, I wouldn't count them out either. I'd never count the Yankees out. But I think the Red Sox, I think, will be there in the end. It ought to be a good finish, that's for sure.
Let me guess, you're from Boston?
No, I'm from Pittsburgh.
And yet you think the Red Sox are gonna take it? Oh boy!
I don't think they're gonna. I think right now, that's my opinion. You know, What do I know? You know.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the Pens winning the Stanley Cup, though.
I appreciate that, and thank you for the call.
Yeah, it's a dogfight. All right, thank you. Talk to you soon.
Call again. Bye. Well, that was Luke from Jersey. You get a call. He's brought some perspective there. We got a big show here, 516-666-9990. Give me a call. We're talking about Penguins. He threw me off guard with a basketball. I'm not a big basketball fan, but I will express my opinion on it. Don't see Cleveland winning, even though they blew the Warriors out last game. I don't see them coming back. But anyway, let's talk about the Penguins. Let's talk about parade Wednesday, 11 o'clock. Be there. It should be a good one. I just think last night's game was a nail-biter all the way to the end. And I'm glad it didn't go to overtime. I don't think my heart could take it. A lot of... we played Columbus the first series. There was a lot of dirty shots, I thought. Then we got to Washington. They tried to run the Penguins out of the building, too. I thought the Penguins would never last. From the year before, playing all those games and playing that physical style of hockey, that's not their brand. Worst, the Capitals tried to run them out. Columbus tried to run them out. Ottawa played the same way. They tried to run them out. And Nashville, they tried the same thing. Didn't work. Penguins kept playing. I attribute the Penguins' success to Mike Sullivan. No doubt about it. That guy is a good coach. He's proven it. His approach to the game is just keep playing. Just keep playing our game. When we play our game, no one can beat us. And that's his approach, and it works. First Penguin coach to win back-to-back. First American coach. I mean, I don't know what his contract is, but I would try to sign him to a multi-year deal here. And speaking of multi-year deals, Fleury, I just heard, is probably going into the waiver draft, the expansion, and go to Vegas. So, hate to see him go. Character guy, great teammate. Everybody says how great he is, how great of a guy he is. You got to believe it. They say he's going to Vegas. Hate to see it, but yeah, Penguins have to move on. The good is he clears $5 million, almost $6 million in cap space. The bad is you got a hell of a guy leaving, a great teammate. Been around here forever. But that gives the Penguins some room, wiggle room to sign a couple guys and players they have now and sign some free agents, which I think is needed because I would get some protection in here for Sid and Gino. I think that's needed. And I think Rutherford referred to that when he talked to Bettman, and Bettman said he didn't think anything was wrong with the way the NHL was refereed. But so we got to take matters in our own hands, and you don't have to get a real goofball. You get somebody with some edge and some go power, can play. You don't have to get somebody stiff in here that can only take a couple shifts. You got to go out and get them like Lucic, guy like that. Even Derek Englund, I'd bring him in. He used to be a Penguin. You got to get guys like that, can play a little bit and can go throw, drop, and bust. That's my opinion. Let's get another caller here. We got somebody on the line. Let's go to them as soon as I get this mouse down here. Where is the mouse? Okay. Come on, mouse. We got a little Floyd. He's late today. I'm pissed off at Floyd. Or I'd have this phone call. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see here. Let's see. We got this mouse problem here. Mousy, mousy. Oh, here's Floyd. He just walked in. Hey, nice seeing you, Floyd. You're a little late.
Romani's was packed. What do you want?
Show starts at 5:30. Not now. It's 5:30. Should have been here before that.
Had trouble making my sandwich.
I don't give a damn. Should be here anyway. Let's go to the caller. Now get the caller on. Okay, you're on God's Talk. Go ahead.
We got that cup back in the bird, baby. Woo!
We got the cup. Now we want the bowl. How about that?
I love it, Doc, man. I love it.
You got it, baby.
Hey, what'd you think of the game? I gotta hear what you thought.
Oh, the nail biter.
Yeah.
It was a nail biter.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Hey, speaking of the game, what did you think of the fans after during the ceremony with the cup? What did you think of the fans down in Nashville?
Didn't you say that they were throwing beer bottles?
It was reported they were throwing beer bottles and booing and carrying on.
Holy, you got to be kidding me.
No.
Well, first of all, that's just I got to tell you, from what I remember last year, and I got to watch a little bit of tape on it. From what I remember, when we took the cup in San Jose, the fans showed the utmost respect for Sid getting the Conn Smythe, and then when we won the cup, they gave a nice round of ovation. So, and to have those fans boo and throw stuff, and I heard they told one of the TV guys down there, they told him to get the F out of there. Get the F out of Nashville.
I heard that. Millbury.
Yeah. Real couth, you know.
Well, how about those country western singers like Ed Luke Bryant and that other punk guy, Mary Nicole Kidman? They were yelling Sid's a sissy and all that crap. They got real class, too.
Well, let me tell you something. I'll tell you what's hilarious. There's a Pittsburgh guy living in Nashville. He called those people all posers. He said they're not real fans. He said they came around during game time, and or when they started winning, he said all of a sudden they all started coming up and making appearances and being at the stadium. He said that wasn't happening before.
Yeah, I believe that. They're all Bush fans. They're low. Low-level, never won before, never know how to win. You don't boo the tradition when the Stanley Cup is being presented. You don't boo. That's low class. They're probably the only idiots ever booed when the cup was being presented. I mean, these guys are – it's just low life. You got to expect Nashville, redneck, trailer park, low life, exactly.
I'll tell you what, it's sad because, it really puts a big stain on, your city, on your team. It's a reflection of your team. And it's just bad overall, to behave like you said, it's a tradition, the passing of the Stanley Cup, it wasn't the Pens' fault that they beat them there. It just happened to be there. You know, you got to be able to show a level of respect, but you don't get that, you know, as you move further south, and from what I understand, you know. So.
No, definitely. Well, what do you think of Fleury? He's probably going to Vegas. The word is he's going in expansion draft to Vegas.
You know what? Let me say one thing about Fleury. Mad kudos to that guy, because he was a big reason why they got there with Matt Murray being out. I got to tip my hat to him. You know, last year during the playoffs, he really didn't have much. I think they played him one game and he didn't do well. So it was nice to see him come back to his old form. And hey, he got him through Washington. You know. So you got to tip your cap to that guy. But I wouldn't blame, you know.
Well, like I said, if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have been hoisting that cup.
Yeah. But then again, you know, you got a guy who, you know, you can see he's returning to form. I thought he did extremely well in the playoffs. I mean, he didn't, you know, he had some issues there with nerves, I think. And, you know, he was able to pull it all together. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's. The bench over there is going to be a little bit too small for two, you know, starting goaltenders. Because I personally believe Fleury could start for a team, and I wouldn't blame him. And I can't imagine Pittsburgh parting ways with a guy like Matt Murray, especially after he delivered him two cups too. So.
Yeah, he's only 22.
Uh huh.
Hey, in 12 months he's won two cups. You figure it out.
Yeah. Exactly. I got to tell you, I think I was unbelievably impressed with Murray. You know, I thought the guy had a rough series, you know, at Nashville. You know, he had that – well, put it this way. The guy shut out the Predators in six periods of hockey.
Oh, I know. They didn't score in like 120 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six periods of hockey, 120 minutes without a goal.
Yeah.
Well, now, what I was hoping, you know, well, the guy's incredible. You know, it's amazing, Gausman, when you got a guy that has that level of talent. He has the couth, he has the respect, he's humble. You know, it's a rare find just to see those traits in a kid like that. That's an absolute superstar with three cups under 30.
Well, they say, you know what his middle name is, don't you? Winner.
The kid. Oh, the way winner.
Yeah. Sid Winner.
Listen, I was hoping, we were talking a little earlier today. I was hoping Mario and Burkle and, one of the Roonies walk over to talk to Nutting, you know, and invite him, you know, take a look at these cups over here. Here's five right here.
Hey, Will Dog, the cup is going down to PNC Park tomorrow. The Penguins are taking it down to PNC Park tomorrow. Yeah, they're going to have it on display down there with a bunch of Penguins. They're going to take it down there. And I heard Nutting's not going to be there. He's going to be in Seven Springs.
if that isn't a small little hint of an organization, you know, giving somebody a nudge saying, hey, you might want to pick it up over here. I don't know what is.
I heard Nutting said it's fake news. Yeah, that really didn't happen. It's fake news. Don't believe anything about the Penguins and Steelers. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you something. That guy will never have a winner here. Never. Ever.
No. No. No.
Ever. So.
Hey.
Well, listen,
hey,
Will Dog, you
going to
dig your way out of Columbus and get your rear end up here for the parade Wednesday morning? 11 o'clock, brother.
You better let me tell you something. You better believe it. But I was going to tell you, Gausman, before I go, the one reason why I was going to agree with you on that is because the Oakland A's have been dealing with this experiment for, what, the last 10 years? And you see where that's got them. So.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Well, listen, I might see you at the parade because I'm probably heading down and If I can get Floyd to head down, I don't know if Phil has. Are you going to the parade, Floyd?
I got it. It's too crowded.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he's going. He just showed up. He was late for the show. He's going to get dark pay.
But, hey, let me tell you something. I thought that I didn't even think Floyd would show up. I thought he'd still be down for Manny's hammering irons and, you know, eating sandwiches, man. Big day for him, you know?
It was crowded. Everybody was down there getting a sandwich.
Yeah, I know. You ain't getting paid. You're getting half your pay. Give me half of that Permani sandwich and get it off my desk. He got coleslaw and ketchup and everything else on my desk. Get it off there. Well, listen,
geez,
I got another call here, and stay tuned, and glad you called, brother.
Hey,
see
thanks, God, man. I'm very excited.
See you at the parade.
See you down there.
All right, let's go to another call. Hey, you're on Gostalk, Boston.
Hey, Captain Willie, what's up, brother?
Hey, brother from Florida.
How you doing,
brother?
As you
know, we did the show down there last week. It was the biggest rated show. We had more ratings than Trump's inauguration.
And I'll tell you what, it hasn't stopped raining since. you brought the weather down here, and it hasn't left.
It
literally just was storming. Poor Walter's on the couch, shivering like a gig frog.
Well, I told you, once we move into town, it'll never be the same, brother.
I'll tell you what, the drought busters came.
You ought to be back up to sea level right now.
I understand Floyd may have been a little late for the show today. He was probably running around to all the outlets trying to find Captain Willie beer. He probably was unsuccessful.
Well, he can run around all he wants. I doubt he'll find any.
I don't think he will either. I think it's like Trump. It's fake news.
Yeah. Hey, Floyd, did you ever run into Captain Willie's beer?
Never seen it before.
Yeah, either did we. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Got any to say to Floyd?
Well, yeah, Floyd. Keep looking, brother, because when you find it, how about saving me a six-pack? I got a place in the refrigerator reserved for it down there at the beach pub, and I can't wait to get a six-pack in there.
Call Captain Willie up.
Yeah. Hey, and I hope Will Dog comes to the parade. They'll be waiting for him, the ATF agents.
He said call me. I don't know. I can't fix him up, Floyd. I don't know where the beer is. That Will Dog, that's his beer. That's his deal. Yeah. But, hey, what did you think of that game last night?
No, I think it was fantastic. I was a little leery of tuning in because I usually bring the Penguins bad luck. But I thought, you know what, hell with it. I'm going to watch it anyway. What a game.
Mm-hmm.
What a game. And I was listening to Will Dog. He made some good comments about Fleury. That's true. He got him through Washington. I don't think there's any question about if they had to keep a goalie, who it's going to be. But I think, like you said, I think Murray, I think Fleury can go somewhere else and play. You know, the kid's 22. I wonder, has there been another goalie that has had won two cups before he was 22 years old?
I don't think so.
I tell you what, he looks a little older than 22. He's probably he probably has one of those birth certificates from Green Tree Little League. But
he grew up in Dormont. I don't know.
No. But I'll tell you what, he was fantastic. Like he said, he shut him out for six periods, especially when they were like 5-on-3. Holy moly. I thought it was over then. But
hey, Floyd said, hold on. Floyd wants to say something.
All right.
I got a Mickey Dolan and Keystone Oaks helmet signed. You want it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It probably doesn't have any scratches on it because he never hit anybody.
You can put it on your bar.
Yeah, I can do that. But like I said, it's probably in pristine condition because he never hit anybody.
It's just like his jersey.
Yeah, he was the only offensive lineman on the team in a muddy field that wasn't dirty. You figure that out.
He never had any faith on his own.
I think that's why he made the
original.
I think that's why he was all conference, because they figured there's no way this guy could do it. So, you know, there's no way anybody could do that, but he managed to do it. So, you know.
What can you say? A Mickey Dooley helmet?
Not much.
Oh, my.
Not much. But
damn.
Did I hear you correct and say that the Penguins are taking the cup down to the Pirate game?
Tomorrow night.
That'd be funny to see. I wish he was on down here. But like you say, nutting, he's not going to be anywhere around.
No, he'll be
up at
Seven Springs.
You have two or three franchises that are committed to win. And then nutting.
Right.
He needs to get out of baseball because he doesn't want to win.
No. No.
You know, he's making all kinds of money. You know, it's sad. It's sad because you got to. You know, I was watching the Marlin game on here the other night, because we do get Pirates when they're playing the Marlins or Tampa Bay or somebody, and they had a pretty nice crowd there considering, you know, where they are. Of course, that division's pretty tight, but you know,
I don't see
boy went 4-for-4 when I was watching it.
Who did?
McCutchen. That night I was watching.
Yeah, well,
he
seems like he's coming around. I hope so, because
I hope so too.
He'll probably get more for him in a trade. He's definitely going to get traded.
I hope they don't trade him.
Yeah, he's gone. He's as good as gone.
You think so?
Him and Cole, both of them.
Yeah, well, I think
they don't
Cole
want
go, cause he, yeah, Cole wants to go, and I'll tell you what, he's a West Coast boy. I think he wants to end up back on the West Coast.
I think so. I think Dodgers or Oakland or somebody like that.
That's where he wants to go. I don't think he has any real interest in going to Texas or anywhere like that. That's not going to be, you know.
Hey, I was going to tell you, I was looking into that Madam X called last week, remember?
Who? What's that?
Madam X.
Oh, yes, Madam X
called
us
last week at the show, remember?
Yeah, that's right. I do remember that.
Yeah, I was looking into the Hall of Fame stats for a guy named Tom Herman.
You find it's all
I
over,
didn't see
all
any.
Huh?
I didn't see much there.
You probably spelled it with one R.
Yeah, all the stats are there, but they don't. There's no Hall of Fame sticking out there. You know what I mean?
Oh well, you know, hey. Hey, there's a lot more intangibles than just statistics, let me tell you.
Obviously, you know this, Tom Herman.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I can remember him. Oh, man.
So you tell Madam X, if she ever calls
again.
The older I get,
the better he was.
Well, that's what they all say, yeah, right?
Yeah, Madam X, she's... She's parading around with her cheerleading outfit on, I think, right now.
Well, she had that pee on there for
the
Peaches.
Old Pleasantville Peaches, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So how's Lizzie
Well, I'm
going to
look into that for the stats, and I've got about a minute left here, Merv, so
okay.
Thanks
hey,
for the call.
Did Dustin call
in
today? Did Dustin call in?
No, he didn't. He's probably busy at Publix.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, tell Will Dog that please show up. I've already called the Pittsburgh branch of the ATF. We're going to nail
it. Hey, you missed it. I did have a guy call from New Jersey.
Did you really?
Yeah, he wanted to know about the Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers.
Who cares?
Yeah, well, he did, so.
Who cares? Well, that's true. I mean, you know, I accidentally watched a little bit of that by default the other night because there was nothing else on. But,
right. All right, Merv, I got to cut you off here in about 10 seconds.
It's a good show. And, go Pens, man. What can I say?
All right, be at the parade.
All right,
brother, take
it easy.
We'll catch you later.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye.
guy called from New Jersey. Yeah.
Want it?
Come on, get it.
Okay.